Amos Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud, wrapping up a very tough perek where every pasuk almost is ending with a formula that should be tremor-inducing and fear-inducing for all of us. The Lo Shavtem Odayin Om Hashem. Shilachti Vachem Dever B'derech Mitzrayim. I sent a plague against you, as I did on the road, the Egypt road. So what is the Egypt road? So Rashi says, the road when I took you out of Mitzrayim, and you ended up with Dever in the Midbar because of your misdeeds. Others say when you went on your way to Egypt because of famine. We said before, when you went to eat, you went from one city to another to find water, to find food. So now you go from one country to another, to Mitzrayim, to try to find food to eat. And I sent pestilence upon you. I sent the disease upon you. I sent COVID. Harakti b'cherev b'churechem. I killed your young men with swords. I killed, not the enemy killed. It was my gzera that the youth should die. Im shevi suseichem, and the captivity of your horses that you need so much for your society. Va'ale be'esh machanechem uve'apchem, and I caused the, va'osh, not be'esh. I caused the terrible stink, the terrible stench of your camps to rise and in your nostrils, the smell of the corpses that died on the way. They would die in the camps in which you were. There are descriptions of the concentration camps. The smell was unbearable, unimaginable. And still, v'lo shavtem odayin om Hashem. Despite all of this, you still did not return to me. Okay, you want more? You'll get more. Yidalef hafachti v'chem k'mapechas elokim esedon v'asamora. I overthrew some of you, v'chem, not all of you, but some of your land while you were still living on it, and I turned it to waste, like Sodom and Amorah. And Sodom and Amorah, remember, were the Gophris Va'esh, the Srefah Chol Artzah, which we just laned in Nitzavim. Is that what the passersby are going to say? What did they do? It's right there, right after the Tochacha and Kisavo comes Nitzavim, where passersby are just aghast at what happened to Eretz Yisrael. A-G-H-A-S-T. Batiyu ke'ud mutzal misarefa. You were like a brand plucked from burning, like an ember. You know, I plucked a little bit of you out. Shomron stayed in the hands of Malchus Yisrael even after it's being nibbled away and crushed away, and the eastern part of the Jordan is taken away at the beginning of Hoshea ben Elah. V'lo shavtem odayinu Hashem, and even as you lost territory, and you lost people, and you lost property, and you lost everything, still you have not returned to me. So now I can see you're not going to learn the lesson. Lo chein, and therefore, says Pasuk Yud Beis, ko ha'asa l'cho Yisrael, this is what I'm going to do to you, Yisrael. Ekev kizosa esaloch, because I will do this to you. Hikon mikras elokecha Yisrael, prepare yourself to meet your God, and not in a good way. Do tshuva, repent of your wickedness. Now lochein, the Gemara in the Medrash, Rabbi Yacha says lochein is an oath, and he says, I'll keep my promise to you. I'll keep you going. You'll still continue. What are you going to do? You're going to fight me? Ultimately, after you took away your loyalty and you took away your worship and you took away everything, and I took away everything from you, what are you going to do now? Yud Gimel, Kihine Yotzer Harim. Behold, he crafts mountains. He forms mountains. Uvorei ruach. And he creates the wind. Mountains are the strongest example of the element of earth. The wind is the element of air, from the great four Greek elements as they saw the entire universe. Air, earth, fire, and water. Kadosh Baruch Hu has dominion over all of those. Umagid la'adam. Masecho, and he declares to man what his speech is, as in Zukt Rashi, Masecho Kol masav partin lefanav b'sha'as misasa. All of his deeds are elaborated to him, are related to him in detail upon the moment of his death. Aren't we going to say that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Nisana Tokef? That kol borei olam avirin lefanav kivnei maron. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu files us through and tells us, v'chosem yad kol adam bo. Osei shachar eifa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes dawn into darkness. V'dorechal b'mosei aretz. And treads on the high places of the earth. Hashem Elokei Tzevakot Shemo. His name is the Lord God of hosts. He humbles the high and the haughty. He turns the brightness that the wicked seem to be experiencing and enjoying into darkness. Dawn is for the righteous. Shachar is for the... And I say that not just because my son-in-law and my daughter are named Shachar. I'm pretty happy about that. That's for tzaddikim. But Afela, the Eifa, is going to be for everybody else, for the Rishayim. So here we go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your time is up, you're going to meet me now, but it's not a good meeting to have. And what we'll see in Parak Hei is the fall of Israel. 17 psukim. And difficult ones to read, even now, so many years later. I was saying to a chavrus of mine, we were learning this Parak in Malachim, the Parak of the destruction of Malchus Yisrael by Ashur. We need to think that this is 4 out of every 5 Jews. This is a huge loss.